Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. It's Friday, guys. I mean, we're ready for another football weekend. Did you guys watch that game last night? What a game.
Oh, my gosh. What great football.
It was awesome.
I will be honest with you. I'm trying to think in my history who I feel. I've never probably felt worse for a player more than Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever felt worse because Sam Darnold, by all accounts, is a really good guy. He's a great teammate. In the draft lead-up process, I really liked him. I saw a lot of things I liked. They gave him a really good grade.
He was one of your highest grades ever, wasn't he?
No, not one of my highest grades ever, but he's one of my highest quarterback grades.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave him a 7. I gave him a really good grade. I gave him a really good quarterback grade. I guess this is kind of like Archie Manning, when you hear people talk about Archie Manning with the Saints and stuff like that, where it was just there was nobody around him and all this stuff. And Sam Darnold has made some plays yesterday. He came back from I thought his shoulder was broken in half yesterday when he got slammed. He got slammed to the ground so hard and he had to leave. And Troy Aikman even said, I think that's a broken collarbone. And Darnold went into the blue tent and he was out. And then he ended up coming back, which everyone was like, holy crap. You know, it was on his throwing shoulder. But Sam Darnold made a great, he had a great play against the Colts. He made some really good plays yesterday, was throwing the ball fairly well for a while against, he had Jamison Crowder back. But
I told you guys that the Jets were the play defensively and not the Broncos because of Brett Rippon. Thanks, Brett Rippon, for throwing a pick six.
Yeah, but Brett Rippon ended up playing pretty well.
Yeah, he did.
But anyway, Sam Darnold he gets beat. He gets the brakes beat off of him. And now when they get, and they're getting Trevor Lawrence, don't worry about that. The Jets are locked in.
So
just like you knew the Bengals were really locked in last year, when you look at the Jets roster, it's so terrible right now. They're locking it in.
So have we seen a situation like Darnold is in before? Like so a really good player and so bad.
I think a good player. I mean, I
do believe he's a good player.
I actually think he would be a good player on another team, but the question becomes, does he now get spooked? Is he David Carr, where David was looking for...
Maybe David Carr is a great example. Number one overall pick.
Yeah, I think David Carr is the example.
I think Sam Darnold's a better player than David Carr.
David had some physical ability, but David had no... David actually had a... Yeah, David was sacked, 70 times in his first year?
Which is almost the pace that Deshaun's on right now.
It changed David. If David was going to be a quarterback who got through his progressions, you'll never know because
he
sacked so much.
He went okay. Why? Remember Bradford? No, I'm going to throw it down to.
Remember it became Dominic Davis. Dominic Davis caught I think 260 balls one year.
Dominic Williams.
Dominic Williams now.
Yeah,
Dominic Davis in.
Right. When it was Dominic Davis, that's right. He was unbelievable.
It was so many targets because David was terrified. Yeah. I mean, he was terrified. Well, Sam Darnold, you hope he can keep it up. And I know this isn't Houston sports, but I'm just saying, I don't think I've ever felt worse for a player than Sam Darnold.
I believe, though, that Sam Darnold goes to another team and Sam Darnold. I mean, I would still. I don't feel like about Sam Darnold like I feel about Jameis or I feel about the Hawaiian
Marcus Mariota.
Do you? I mean, I still feel like I think Sam Darnold can play.
I mean, to be fair, I think especially Mariota had much better years than Sam Darnold mean, Mariota had a time where he was playing really well, and then it kind of dropped off on him, I think,
I know,
on year
but
four.
He had more around him. We don't have any idea what Sam Darnold can do.
Sam has had nothing.
Nothing. He's had nothing with
terrible
coaches. He
hasn't had offensive line. Le'Veon Bell has been a zero since he came. He had very little. He had Robbie Anderson last year. Robbie was a pretty good player. Robbie's doing great with the Carolina Panthers. But, yeah, Sam Darnold. And now he's got Adam Gase, yeah, who's becoming one of the biggest frauds in the league.
Yeah. No. He's the.
I mean, they really need to. They need to get him out
That's
of there.
Del's
Unless,
guy.
You know
Del
what?
Del believed in him. Del loves him.
Here's what I heard. Here's what gross. I heard. This is what an NFL guy told me. The Jets will not make a move because they know that that team could get wins if Greg Williams were the interim head coach. And they think. And they're like, I'm telling you, it's not. And I thought it was a joke. Like, you laughed. Yeah. I thought it was kind of funny. He goes, no, I'm not joking. I mean, Adam Gase, you got a much better chance of winning with Greg Williams than Adam Gase. So you're not going to want to win right
Did
now.
Did you? Okay, so Diana Rossini is on the set at ESPN. Did you hear her on our air before we came on? She was on with
it's too loud.
Zoob. And, well, it was hard, but it was a little overmodulated. I mean, a lot. So she was on with Key and Jay Will and Zubin, and she interviewed for their pregame show on Sunday. She interviewed Bruce Arians, mm-hmm, and Bruce Arians talked about Tom Brady and why he's so great and blah, blah, blah. Well, he has coached Ben. He's coached Andrew Luck. He's coached Peyton. He's coached Brady.
Carson Palmer.
He coached all of those guys, right? And at the end, I guess, I don't know, maybe it's toward the end, she said,
Ryan Lindley, who had to. Well, was yeah, the quarterback right.
She wasn't including
NFC Championship game.
She wasn't including Ryan Lindley in this, but we can for those purposes. But she said, okay, take something from each of those guys and make the perfect quarterback. You know, your head, the arm right, of this right, guy, right. The and she said, and he said, okay, Andrew Luck. And she said, no. Like, take something, and he said, I did, Andrew Luck. That he's coached all of those guys,
right?
And he thinks that Andrew Luck was the perfect quarterback,
right?
That'll tell you something about
Andrew Luck. Was one of those guys that got the crap kicked out of him,
yes,
early in his career. Well, no, not early in his career. Actually, well, his whole career was early, yeah. But yeah, they say it'll go down as one of the worst, you know, one of the worst jobs ever was Ryan Grigson. Allowing him to play through injuries and get the crap beat out of him. And it's one of the things that actually ended his career early. And if you think about his ability, like if the Colts had Andrew Luck right now, we would be dead.
Yes.
We would be dead as the Texans.
Yes.
Everybody in the division, maybe not the Titans, but we would be dead. They would be potentially the superpower. Now, you don't know how the... You know, you don't know. They wouldn't have been able to draft Quentin Nelson and stuff like that. So, you know, you never know how the dominoes fall. But because he got – well, no, I take it back. They drafted him when he was out, but he came back with Quentin Nelson. He was back. So, yeah, if he were back and hadn't quit if he came back, like if he came back after a two-year hiatus, which wouldn't be a big deal.
No.
I mean, it wouldn't be a big deal if he came back after a two-year hiatus. I still wonder if that's going to happen. If the love of football will get into his blood and he feels physically great, because he still visits over there. Ballard tells me he sees him. He came and talked to Jacoby Brissett and hung out and all that stuff. But I still wonder, because the Colts right now are still on a bridge quarterback.
Yep.
So
even if they get a quarterback in this draft, you'd love them to sit
but
behind
Darnold
Andrew
Luck. Is the guy that I could see them target.
Yes.
Darnold's the guy I could see them targeting.
Don't know what Sam Darnold can do. We just don't. Because it is so pitiful there because of Dell's guy and his favorite coach, Adam Gase. All right.
Yeah, you gave us this, Dell.
Yeah.
By the way, for a lot of people,
Chicago gave us this.
For a lot of people, we may be breaking this news because I told John and I told Dell it came overnight, but President Trump and the First Lady tested positive for COVID. So for some of you, this will be the first time you're hearing it because it happened overnight. And so if you just get in the car and go right to the phone.
Did you break the story?
So I might be breaking that.
That would be incorrect.
Yeah. John Dell, would you like to tell everyone who actually broke the story?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you. Shams Charania broke the story.
It's either going to be Shams or Woj. We're going to break it first.
How does the NBA writer, insider,
how does he tweet it before the president does? I don't know.
He He got it out before the president did.
Yes.
And nobody is quicker on the tweet than the president.
No.
Okay? So you got to give big ups to Sham.
He probably had the test before. He probably had test results before Trump.
Probably.
Like, it's going to either going to be he, Woj, or Mark Berman were going to have the first. Right. Have
oh,
the first.
Or me. Who broke Lance McCullers as game one starter?
See, I retweeted
this guy.
See how
I retweeted
we know
it.
This guy.
Yeah. John
Were you sad? Were you sad now that Lance McCullers is are all of you really sad about it now?
I don't agree with it, but I get it. I mean, it's his turn,
was
so
it
I guess.
Bittersweet for you to break that?
I guess that's the deal. It's
he hasn't pitched now, in forever.
So what? So he could then he throws and he throws bullpens.
Hold on. I'm looking at the timeline for the not John's tweet. I don't care about that. Whatever, Lance McCullers.
My tweet. Oh, you mean my breaking story?
Yeah, I don't care. The tweet
just
from
call me Scoop Granato.
Not doing that. The tweet from Shams came at the same time as the tweet from the president. They tweeted 11:54 last night.
Well, who was first?
Oh, maybe Shams.
He was that quick that he just followed
in the same minute.
Know.
You can easily do it in the same
I
minute.
I guess.
That is
but at
crazy,
the
though.
Exact same
he,
time,
he
happened to be on
NBA
his phone.
Where does writer get it from if it's not from a news source?
He just happened to have his phone right there and had it.
It's possible.
I guess.
He did voice to text.
Maybe.
Or
what did Sean say?
How long does it take this? The president has and the first lady of coat. Bing.
You could have been
less than a minute.
What did he say exactly?
President Donald Trump and the first lady have tested positive for coronavirus.
And what did he say about Lance McCullers?
He didn't say anything.
Oh wow.
See? But he hasn't.
Did you say anything about Lance
McCullers?
Yes. Oh, okay.
But game one starter. You heard it here first.
Game
bing,
one
bing,
and
bing.
Game
Take
five.
That, Berman.
I'm game Woo-hoo! One and game
Woo!
Five.
I'm just
Berman,
saying.
You suck.
I'm just saying from people who are crediting Shams as breaking the news.
Yeah.
So huh. I don't know. I don't know how that happened. That they both came down at the same time.
How
exactly.
There's this rush to give credit for breaking that.
Thank you for giving me credit.
But if you think about it, it's like the news is the actual news, but now it's become breaking the news has become like kind
it's
of the
always,
news.
That's
no,
always.
No. But whoever has, like who had it first?
Oh, yeah.
Like, but isn't the news the big deal?
Nope.
Well, but who had it? It's such a thing that ESPN took so much crap. Their ombudsman said, you guys have to start crediting other people who break. You can't just say your people have it. And so actually, this is actually a positive turn of events in media is that ESPN is really good now about giving credit to other sources about who breaks information first. Adam Schefter, when I broke the story I had at first with Andre Johnson and Frank Gore were going to the Colts, and Adam Schefter actually credited me with having it first. He actually did, which I thought was because that was a time when they weren't necessarily doing that. And so he credited me, which I even told him in direct message. I thought that was a classy move and I appreciated it and whatever. But it's weird that that's a whole thing now, the breaking of the story, which actually is one of the things that's caused all the problems is people are willing to get stuff out with substantiating. And John's part of the problem. He doesn't have a blue check mark. He refuses to go get one. And so we don't know if we can trust him.
Oh, really?
I know we can't trust him.
Oh, really? Okay. Let's see who starts game one. And then, me and Ben, who was it? Ben DeBose? No, Chandler Rome. Rome Chandler, whatever.
It's Chandler Rome.
Chandler Rome.
Don't
me
like
and
that.
Chandler Rome are saying, okay, yeah, I guess we'll take the heat until we're proven right.
Were you sipping tea last night?
That's right. That's right.
Oh,
Berman was sitting in the corner watching me.
Ooh, why is everybody watching you?
Yeah, you don't have to.
You don't have to add that.
Take that, Berman.
That's the worst thing that's happened to this.
That he
show.
Has embraced that fully.
The cuckold angle is the worst angle that's
He's
happened to this show.
He's completely embraced it. It doesn't give him pause at all to just talk. You know Berman.
I know
just
Berman.
Called him a cuck.
Okay, I know Berman. He's sitting over there feeling bad about himself right now. Okay,
actually,
you know why?
I think because
I broke it.
I think those guys get pleasure from sitting over there watching. So you think he's feeling bad
about
it?
Well, no, I think you feel bad about yourself if you're sitting there watching.
Well, I honestly, but just to get back to McCullers for a second, it's the same. He's starting for the same reason I talked about yesterday. They're not going to have him sitting and resting for that long. He wouldn't have pitched forever.
Well,
they're going to get him there, and I think the organization trusts him because he's pitching really well.
Well, if it was another really day, that's not a big deal.
But I mean, he's pitching really well right now.
Yeah, well,
and they're going to take in the look.
We'll see.
3 straight games, 17 straight innings. They're going to take into account who's hot right now.
But he's out of his, the rotation that he was in and his regular every 4 days and all of that stuff. So another day would not have mattered. You know what? I would have kept Urquidy on his regular rotation, which would have been 4 days off, and Urquidy starts game one. That would have been to me. And then Urquidy is available for game. I hope if you do go with just a 4-man rotation, that Lance is going to be ready for game five. Now he's got the experience in the postseason, but let's not forget, I know he's been good these last couple of starts on the road, but that's not what Lance usually does. All right, 714 ESPN 97.5. Let's talk about the A's on the other side right here. But first, why don't you talk about Cormet?
Let me talk about Cormet Solutions. So this is really, really important. You know, I just mentioned the president has COVID. The first lady has COVID. I had a good friend of mine whose father passed away because of COVID just recently. And when you get COVID, one of the things that they found, and this is even for people who, and this is no lie, you can go Google this, people who are even asymptomatic and have mild symptoms of COVID can contract myocarditis. Myocarditis happens when you have a virus and it can cause problems with the heart. Myocarditis. You need to look it up. It caused a major league pitcher to shut it down. Didn't even pitch for the season. Guy for the Red Sox shut it down. And it can be very dangerous and hazardous to athletes who have elevated heart rates. So, and just very hazardous to anyone who has it. So if you have had coronavirus, I suggest you go see my friends over at CoreMed Solutions. What they are is it's a heart group. It's a group who is led by a cardiologist, a pediatric and adult cardiologist who used to work for the big hospitals and has now started his own business, part of a group that started their own business that allows you to get access to EKGs and echocardiograms and stress tests. You can go in there and get checked out and find out what your heart health looks like. If it's not good, they will get you treated and get it back on track. If it's really a bad problem, if you've got a congenital issue or if you've got an enlarged heart, they can find that and get you into the medical care that you need right away. CoreMedSolutions.com. They even have medical units on that are mobile that can go to businesses and try and test the entire business. This is something that is incredibly important. It's the number one killer in our country, cardio problems. So make sure that you go to CoreMedSolutions.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Guys, this fall, as you get back into the swing of things, Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys. It's guaranteed to upgrade your life. Really cool stuff in here. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers, you've got cozy clothing and threads for when the temperature dips. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every single month. That's why it's called Bespoke. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, outdoor gear. Really, really awesome. Tell you what, I love the Weekender bag right now, which is part of the Box of Awesome. Or how about this one? The Layers is something that you can get with flannel shirt, and it's brushed flannel. They've got boot socks to match as well. This is your opportunity to get started. Take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick out the perfect box for you. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Can you believe the Padres came back and won that game last night?
That's unbelievable.
What a game.
I'm actually cheering for the Padres.
I know.
I like that young team. They remind me of the young Astros.
You know what? They can beat the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but they don't have the pitching, and you know they have guys injured. How about they get in there and a couple of their starters?
They lost their first two starters.
I know their first two starters, but their bats.
Man, I'll tell you what, the Cardinals are ripping the ball, but for them to have the nuts to come back last night and win that game Holy crap.
How about the easiest bet on the board was Atlanta minus 140?
Yeah.
After the Reds had their guts ripped out, you knew that they were going to be dead in the water emotionally. 5-0 shutout.
And that's the longest streak in postseason history of scoreless baseball. 22 innings.
Wow, 22 innings, 18 straight losses for the Twins. I think 18 straight losses is worse than 0 for 27 from the three-point line.
Oh, like, yeah.
It seems harder. I would think it's harder to lose 18 straight playoff games than it is to miss 27 in a row.
Well, how hard is it to go 22 innings without scoring a run?
That's doable. Astros teams have done that.
No.
Probably
done that.
Not in the postseason.
Yeah. No, I guess, yeah. If you had to rank them, 0 for 18, 0 for 27, 0 for 22.
0 for 27 is a lot of misses.
It's a lot. I mean, it's impossible. Especially as good as they were. Did you see Tatis said, that wasn't even my best bat flip? Did you see his bat flip?
No, I didn't see
that
his bat
dude,
flip.
Listen, I was thinking about this the other day. If you could have, one guy, but he has to play every position. He has to play every position, and then he bats 9 times. Which guy would you want in Major League Baseball?
Well, I don't understand what you mean, and he bats 9 times. He plays every position. Oh, I got it. You had one guy that you could replicate,
yes,
Tatis.
Right. It is without a doubt.
His body type isn't a shortstop.
No, and he's a shortstop.
So his body type could play. I mean, no one's going to be great for catcher. But yeah, pitcher, long and rangy. Third baseman, first baseman. It's not perfect for a second baseman either. But yeah, Tatis, he hits. He's got all the confidence. He can run. He's fast.
Yes. Like Trout, I don't think. It'd have to be,
JJ okay. Trout?
Lindor would be a guy.
Lindor would be up there. I mean, in theory, Carlos Correa. But the thing is, we talked about this. Tatis is what we thought Carlos was going to be.
Yes, he is.
First pick of the draft turns into a big, fast, physical guy.
Yes, he is.
Well, fit, not physical, but powerful.
Yeah. I mean, I think, I guess one of the Seegers. Well, I don't know. I forget which one is the, which one's Corey or Colby or whichever one is with the Dodgers. Cody.
I think it's Corey. Right?
Colby or Corey. I don't know. Whichever one. He would be, I guess he'd be some, but you couldn't have a Bellinger because he's a lefty. You couldn't have a Yelich. It has to be a shortstop. But that dude is such a perfect baseball. Tatis is unbelievable.
They're doing MLB. Now, this is something. Major League Baseball's own website, MLB.com, is doing who flipped it better, Joey Bats or Tatis. Best bat flip, Tatis or Joey Bats. When Toronto won it, and they're showing this, like, that's, it's just interesting to me. Although one of them won the game, the other one's in the middle of a game.
Yes.
One of them's considered, you know, one of them got him punched. Joey Bats got punched by Odor in the face.
Yep.
But with Tatis to do this in the middle of a game. Now that one, old school baseball people are, cause Joey Bats won the game.
Right.
That home run won the game. This one didn't win a game. So it's
you
considered,
gotta keep going.
It's like, whoo. Baseball people are like, whoa, that's.
Yeah, that was.
Because that's one of those disrespectful at the end of the game bat flip.
He said, it's not even the best. He said, in the Dominican, and I saw the bat flip. He won a game in the Dominican when his father was managing him. And he was playing on a Dominican team, and he hit the ball, and he just threw the bat, and it looked like it would have gone in the stands. He threw it so far. And he said, that was my best bat flip ever. Bat, see, you know what? Stop baseball. You know what? He hit a huge homer. He's going to bat flip. You know what? Bat flip. I don't give a rat's ass. Ooh, next guy's going to get it in the ear. Guess what? then you know what? Get Tatis out. All right, and then you know what? You can do cartwheels as you go off the mound. Who cares? Baseball. Stop with your little.
Right.
Yeah, I think Lindor would be another guy. Andrelton Simmons would be a guy that could play every position. Segura. I'm just looking at major league shortstops right now. Manny Machado would be a guy that could play every position.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got two guys on San Diego that could play. Could play every position, and you would want at the plate every at bat. But Tatis is the perfect man. Now, you want to talk about a star? Holy crap! You want to talk about a guy
he's
that's
fun to watch?
Yep,
he's got all the swagger of a of a Latin player that you love. He's fast. He's fun. He's good. He's energetic. He's great in the dugout with his teammates. I'm telling you, when I saw that, when I watched that team play this year, all I could think of was, man, this is like young Astros. This team's having fun in the dugout, and it reminds me of the way I felt when the Astros started coming up out of nowhere and just said, man, they got some good young talent led by this, Carlos Correa type guy that we, thought Correa was going to be. Although, Correa steps up and has to play. I really like Carlos Correa. I love what he stands for. I love his defense. He's had some big hits in the postseason. I really do.
Huge hits.
It's just that over 162, he has not become who we thought he was going to be. And he's going to want that money. He's going to want the money of what we thought he was going to be.
Yeah. Yep.
That's not going to be the case. I can tell you this. I saw a great Lamont post a picture of some unbelievable steaks. Unbelievable steaks last night.
There's no proof.
Well, he deleted them. I've been looking for it. These steaks, I don't know if they were not his or whatever. These literally were the perfect steaks. I've made perfect steaks a couple of steaks are my specialty. Here's what I like to do, and I'm going to tell you this. I take my grill from Texas Star Grill Shop, I pan sear it medium high heat. And then you stick it on
Lamont puts his steaks out there. So
can
Lance
I do my Texas Star? I'm doing a Texas Star Grill Shop spot.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Thank you. And then you stick it
I
on your Texas.
You were doing your steak.
No,
spot.
I got 60 seconds. Stop. Okay, reset the time.
Start.
AJ,
ready.
Don't get mad at me this time.
Go.
Then you take your seared steak that you do inside, and you put it on your Texas Star Grill Shop. Grill, whether it's an electric grill, I use the smoking feature from the pellet grill. I put it on about 200 to 225 and let all that smoke infuse and cook it slow and low. Put the internal thermometer in it, and the grill itself will show you what the internal temperature is. And once it hits about 137, boom, take it off, let it rest. Perfect. You can pull it off at 134. You get great medium rare steak that is pink from top to bottom. It's the perfect steak, and you get the char on it as well. Listen, I learned about that from the experts over at Texas Star Grill Shop. They were talking about that. They've got information for you at their great fall sale on every grill that you can imagine, every seasoning, every marinade, and every accessory that you need. Texas Star Grill Shop, their fall sale is going to change your life as an outdoor cooker. I promise you that. They have everything. They've got three locations with Katy and Spring in Houston and a fourth that will be coming. Go to the website TexasStarGrillShop.com, TexasStarGrillShop.com.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. This is unusual. It's a very special edition of Limbo. Remember when we were... when we were kids, and they ate a very special Punky Brewster.
Very special, like when Arnold and there's going to be a pedo
or some
pedo at a bike shop,
or like somebody died or something.
But it wasn't Arnold; it was Arnold's friend, I think. Or the very special one of my favorite very specials is when they started doing Raj on What's Happening, where Raj had started. I think it was Raj or Dwayne Wayne had a gambling problem.
Yeah.
They were gambling
on
sports.
Very special.
They had two very specials I remember. One of them was a gambling problem,
right,
and the other one was bootlegging music at a Doobie Boys concert where he had like a whole...
It's a very special.
A very special where I think it was Rerun had an entire... He started doing a Rerun dance. He had music inside of his... he had a big-ass giant tape recorder and was bootlegging a concert from the Doobie Brothers. And I remember as a kid, this big tape recorder falling out, and I was like, this is a serious message about bootlegging.
This is...
Yeah. Or when you had
somebody dies.
Kimberly.
Or somebody's gay.
One of them
or
on what's hat? One of them on Different Strokes, I think, had was taking speed or something like that. Then you had steroids for Saved by the Bell. There was one for Saved by the Bell. I think there was a steroids one.
Well, this is a very special limo guy because it's at 7:30 instead of 10 o'clock on Friday. And Justin joins us for a very special limo guy. What's up?
I don't know how you guys do this early stuff every morning.
Yeah, look at you up. Look at you. All right? And now you got to go play golf. You got to dominate the field like you did yesterday.
That was pretty average, but day two, we'll see what happens today.
Yeah, big tournament out at the Woodlands. It's the Woodlands, he and Shu, the favorites coming in. Really didn't impress yesterday. Really did not impress yesterday, if you want to know the truth. But we'll see how he does. What did Limo Guy do last week?
Another 3-2. I'll take it every week and take my chances.
That's it. Well, and you did, and you won again, right? So,
yes, sir.
1-2. Jackie, that girl is the only one. You got beat by a girl, and then the guys are just have been average and poor at best. And we'll see if Taylor can't be any better. What's going on, Taylor?
Nothing much. How are y'all today?
Good, man. Did you study all night?
I definitely did not.
You didn't study all night? You don't want to beat Limo Guy and win a $200 gift certificate to Del Frisco's?
I do. I need to. My wife's counting on it.
She was pleased with you yesterday, wasn't she?
She was.
She's pleased with you that you are going to be playing. And you know what? Limo Guy is average at best. He's average at best. So let's see if we can't take care of this business today, Taylor. Let's get it going. We're playing for Del Frisco's, Justin. And
correct.
What's going on with the – are you guys doing anything over Warehouse Live?
You know what? We're actually having the weekend off this week, and then starting next week, we're going to have two shows every Friday, Saturday, to be local tributes and local original bands. None of the Nationals are touring yet, so for the rest of the year, it's going to mostly be local stuff.
Okay, so the weekend off, though, and of course, the limo, blackhorselimo.com. If you need anything, if you want to go just drive around, you want the party bus, or you just want to go to the airport, whatever the case may be, blackhorselimo.com. So we're going to play Beat the Limo Guy. For those of you that have never heard of it before, Justin picks five games. He can take the over, the under over, or he can take a side. And competitor today, Taylor, the contestant, he takes five games. And if he beats the limo guy, he gets the limo ride there and back to Del Frisco's, and he gets a $200 gift card to Del Frisco. So let's play our game. As always, Justin goes first. Justin?
All right. I got a buffet of totals today. Let's start with the Rams under.
The Los Angeles Rams are under 48. Under 48 against the New York Giants. Taylor?
I'm going to take the biggest spread of the week in the Ravens minus 13.
Ooh, he's going Ravens.
Wow. Bounce back game.
Yeah, it is a bounce back game.
It's a bounce back play.
That is a lot of points. That's 14 right now. It's 14. You still want it?
Yeah, let's take it.
He's going to take minus 14 against the Washington football team. And Justin?
Let's take the Bears under.
The under on the Chicago football Bears is under 43. Under 43. Taylor?
I'm going to go with the Texans over 54.5.
Texans, the football, it's 53.5, so you get a point. You lost a point on the other game. It's 53.5 right now on the Houston football Texans. Over 53.5. Justin?
Let's stick with these unders and take Tampa Bay under.
Tampa is under 43. Under 43. Taylor?
I'm going to go with the Cowboys minus 4.5.
The Cowboys, the football Cowboys, are you're taking them minus 4.5 against the Cleveland Browns. Minus 4.5. Justin?
Let's switch to an over and take Las Vegas over.
You like the over in the Las Vegas game. That's over 53. Over 53. Taylor?
I'm going to take the Seahawks over 52.5.
The Seahawks over 50. It's 54. It's 54.
54.
Yeah.
I guess we'll stick with it.
All right. Over 54. Over 54 against the Miami Dolphins. And Justin?
And such an honor to be able to speak to Lance this year. I've never been able to do that. I'm going to let him pick my fifth one.
Ooh, let's go with the Lions plus the points.
The Lions are plus 4.5.
Home dog.
A home dog against the New Orleans Saints. The Lions.
I like it.
Plus
I like it.
4.5. And finally, Taylor.
All right, I got to do this one for Raheel. I got to take the Saints.
The Saints. What? Whoa! Double banger! Double banger. We got a double banger! For those of you who never heard it before, that's double banger. That's when they, in one game, they have each have the different side. So we'll see. That's a
differentiator.
Big game.
Yeah.
That's a big game.
Sunday night turnaround for the Saints. No Mike Thomas. They're turning around quick.
And
Lions
Drew Brees,
just coming off a win.
Drew Brees don't look the same.
No. Drew's having some problems.
He is having some problems.
His number one target is Kamara.
Yeah. Well, that's a captain checkdown. So, Taylor, here we go. That'll be fun. We'll be watching that Saints game. Plus 4.5 for the Lions, and you got minus 4.5 with the Saints. But that's fun, and we will check it out. Thanks for listening, Taylor. We really appreciate it, and best of luck to you.
All right, thank you.
All right, there's Taylor and Justin. As always, blackhorselimo.com or warehouselive.com. You've got some local bands coming up in the near future. You remember any of the names?
I know right up your alley. I know next Friday we got a Pantera tribute, and then I think the next night we got a Tool tribute are both the headliners.
Oh, that. It doesn't get any bigger. It just does not get any bigger than those two. Tribute band, Pantera tribute. I can't miss it. Don't have any
right up your alley.
Right up my alley. Right up my alley.
We'll play some Pantera coming back, and you'll see if it's right up your alley.
I know it's right up my
there's
alley.
There's no flutes. There's none of your little flutes.
There's no flute?
Nope.
How can you have a band with no flute?
You can.
So, Justin, hey, play well today, friend.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
We'll don't embarrass us all again, okay, today. All right?
A lot of pressure.
Go get them. There's Justin from BlackHorseLimo.com, BlackHorseLimo.com. We had a double banger. That was your first double banger, wasn't it?
Yes. Yep. I don't like even say that was your first double banger.
Yeah.
Kids are going to school, and you're saying that
out
loud?
It just means that it's a two games.
Who called it? Who named it a double banger?
I don't. Probably Raheel.
Probably
Raheel. Yeah. That's a double banger. Yeah. The kids are like, oh, that means that one side has the Saints and the other side has the Lions, mommy. That's what that means. Yeah, that's what that means. Yes, that's exactly what that means, little Johnny. 713-780-3776. Let's talk about those Oakland A's, and let's talk about this matchup. I kind of wanted the White Sox, but I don't feel all that bad about the A's being the team. Because they're, quite frankly, well, Giolito is awesome. And, no, AJ and I did the sports
banger?
Map. No,
oh, okay.
We didn't do that. We did a sports map video yesterday, and he was, yeah, they got two frontline starters. Would you be afraid of Dallas Keuchel in game two?
No, not really.
That's the kind of guy the Astros would take care of.
Well, in most years.
Yeah, well, but I mean, a soft toss and lefty, I'd take him over.
In most years, but yeah, I would much rather have a look at him.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that didn't fear me at all. The A's don't have Chapman. All right, so that's a real positive for the club.
What'd you think of Mike Fiers' outing yesterday? Went 1 2/3 with 5 hits, 1 earned run. That's pretty good stuff. So he's perfectly ready to go now. He didn't throw many pitches, so let's go.
No.
Let's get him ready.
And somehow, in a 5-game series, he's going to be able to avoid the Astros. I'm telling you. Well, and look at him. An inning and 2/3 with 5 hits.
I just can't believe it that the Astros can't see him once. Well, this is his big opportunity. Like, can you imagine? One side gets to gloat.
Yeah.
More than likely. I mean, you could have one where it's kind of a hat one way or another, but he could end up going 6 innings of 2-hit ball and 7 strikeouts, no walks, no. And this could be like this big moment for him where this team goes crazy when he walks out. Or the Astros bang him out of the first inning, which they haven't done that, I don't think, to anybody this year.
No.
But that would be the game that they would be so up. You'd have to really gear that. You'd have to really say, guys, we still have to have plate discipline. We still have to, I know you, especially you, Correa and Bregman. Because Correa and Bregman, of all the dogs on the chains, they want to be let off the most.
I think they'll all, let's just hit it back up the middle as hard as we can every at bat.
That's always a, but that's a good mindset. Great,
that's a
mindset.
That really is something that you would love to, maybe they get, hey, Altuve, hit it right back up the middle.
Right.
Maybe you get out of this 2 month slump you're in.
Right.
But look at, I mean, this lineup without Chapman in it, it's a bunch of big guys, Olsen and Canna but it's not the same. It's just not the same. Now, Robbie Grossman is an Astro killer. Laureano's an Astro killer. But you ain't scared of this lineup. And, oh, by the way, it's not in Oakland. It's in L.A. Advantage Houston, because when they were here, remember the Astros beat them both games here. But then they were scared and they traced, and they had some tracing from someone who got COVID in Oklahoma or somewhere. So the A's weren't able to play the last game of that series. And then the Astros had to go and play it in Oakland. And listen, I, quite frankly, this ain't a very scary team. I think the Astros advance after get through this.
You don't think they're very scary?
I don't.
I don't know about scary, but I've got a healthy respect for them.
I do too, but you know what?
They were tough last year. They're tough. They're even tougher this year, and they've taken care of the Astros. But I like the Astros' chances.
This is the first deciding game that Oakland has won since the 70s.
Here's what we do have to factor in, though. This is not going to be the choking Twins with 18 straight playoff losses, which you can't count one, two. You know, all I care about is the most recent. But they didn't hit with men in scoring position. At some point, a team is going to hit with men in scoring position. So you're going to have to, it's the same thing as always. Mm. You got to go get runs. You're going to have to fade high scoring games. And I don't know what it is about this last month of the season and now potentially into October. I don't know what has happened. I mean, it's not like the Astros have hit well, but they were putting together some runs and some games. They were hitting the ball. I don't know why the bats have gone so unbelievably silent, but at some point they have to wake up. You have to start putting a six spot up there. Yeah. You're going to have to.
No.
You're going to have to win a game 6-5.
You look at these games. You look at the starting Yankees.
Look at the numbers they're putting up.
You look at the Padres series. You look at these
scores. The only unders are Astros games now.
That's it. The Rays games have been tight and low scoring. But for the most part, the other series, there's a lot of banging going on. I'll tell you that. But they're not so much with the Astros. Not so much.
Did you see that the same bus driver who tested positive for the Titans also drove the Astros to their series in Minnesota? Yeah. They've apparently avoided what the Titans got, but I don't know who gave who what, but he tested positive for Corona while driving the Titans to the game versus the Vikings.
And so how do you let a bus driver?
I don't know how often they test or when he tested positive.
Well, he ought to test. If the players have to test all the time, then the bus driver
You don't, even if you test positive every day, it may incubation periods like 2 to 14 days. So he could have tested positive on Sunday.
If the Astros catch the Roni because of a bus driver, goodness gracious. Yep. 744 ESPN, 97.5. Time to talk a little bit about being a champion, like our team. That's our team. And if you're looking for a great way to be a champion, and save money every single month. I hear all these other electricity, and you know what? That's fine. We're going to give you free, your most expensive hours free, and then then you go look at your bill, and you're like, what the bleep? I thought you gave me a bunch of free stuff. Well, not so much. So you're looking for, listen, you want a lower bill every single month. Champion Energy, they're not doing the free weekends and blah, 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 blah. What they just do every single month is they give you a great rate, and they're giving you and they're not feeing you to death, which the other guys do. They just, it's fee after fee after fee, and then finally you go, what the heck? That's not what I signed up for. But if you're looking for a lower bill every month, champion.energy/1560.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Wouldn't something inside of you die if you saw Machado winning a ring? I don't know. Machado doesn't. Does he bother you that much? I mean, I know he doesn't. I guess he's unlucky.
Wait, what was the question?
Wouldn't something inside of you die if Manny Machado saw Manny Machado winning a ring?
Oh, winning a ring? No.
No, not really.
Why?
Yeah.
Well, am I missing something?
Yeah, I mean.
Maybe Aaron Judge.
Well, doesn't hustle. You remember he walked down the
Okay. From a purely baseball, but from an Astros standpoint,
But I mean, I guess he's on.
Kind of a lazy guy, but wouldn't cheer against the. I like the Padres.
I like the Padres.
Machado's very talented.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing the Padres win. I mean, it's a young, exciting team. I don't think they will with the pitching problem they're having. But
the
Cardinals are just unloading on them, and that's not a very big hitting team.
No, but, you know, Pods pulled it out.
Yep.
It's 1-1.
Well, and Tatis in game one of this series had two opportunities and he didn't come through.
Cardinals are smacking it, though. I still like Cardinals in game three.
Yeah, I mean, well, when you get to face their third, fourth, and fifth starters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're on game three.
Yeah. And that's third, fourth, and fifth starters.
Yeah. So I also think, to me, the team that you're going to have to watch for is going to be the Rays. With their pitching staff, I think they've got hitting, but their pitching is so talented, and it's young, and it's got a chance to really be. Because they are playing in games right now that are more playoff-oriented baseball scores that we typically see, I think their pitching staff can do that to other. I think their pitching staff can do that to other lineups, and so they can keep the scores lower. I just think that I think it may be the Rays' turn, not the Yankees. The Rays, I don't think. Well, they have Garrett Cole, so that gives them a chance. I mean, Garrett Cole's very good in game one.
So
his first game out, looked like Garrett Cole.
Yep. No. That's gonna be a really good series. And Eduardo Perez, I think, brought this up during one of their games. He said, "Is it fair that the Astros get to face the A's instead of facing the Rays? Since they're going to a neutral site, why wouldn't they just reseed?"
Well, because who reseeds anymore?
Well,
Well,
that's a thought, but this was the perfect opportunity to reseed because you're not instead of going to Los Angeles, you go to San Diego.
I would be fine with reseeding in most tournament style formats. Yeah, that'd be fair. Who does it? Who reseeds?
Nobody. Well, the NHL did.
Yeah, they're the only ones.
Yeah.
And he's probably saying because it's bubble format and you've changed the format of how playoffs.
Right. Well, this is easy to do because, listen, they're not even. You knew where you were going. You were going to Los Angeles.
I'm sorry, Eduardo. Do you really want a talented team like that having to face a red hot Astros team? Do you think that's fair to the Rays that they would have to face? I'll flip it on them. You think that's fair for the Rays that they would have to play the Astros? Right. No. This is probably more fair that they get to play the Yankees.
See, this is, again, it's
probably more
this
fair.
This is the side of the bracket that looks like the Christmas tree.
Yeah,
it's all
but
red.
This happens in NCAA tournament. This happens in, it happens, it's a bracket.
Well, that's right. But instead of bracket, reseed. Well, I think he's right.
I've been in favor of reseeding.
It's not fair to Tampa that they have to play the Yankees in the second
round. I've been
in
favor in basketball of reseeding. Frankly, I wouldn't have had any problem in baseball or basketball if they had just said, screw American League, National League. We're going to seed this thing. Yeah. We're going to seed this thing like it's because it's regional anyway, and we've got an American League West, American League, National League West. We're going to seed this thing like it's just 1 through 16. We're just going to seed the first round like it's 1 through 16, and let them. I mean, how good would that have been?
So, the Astros, if I'm not mistaken, would have been what, the 15th seed with their 21 record?
No, there was three teams. So 15 or 14, yeah.
Yeah. There were two National League teams that had losing records?
Yeah. So they'd have been 15 and with 29 and 31. Yeah,
I didn't want to do that. Wouldn't want to do that, would you?
No, I wouldn't have minded that.
I don't want that.
I wouldn't have minded that. The Astros can potentially, I think the Astros could potentially beat any team in baseball in a short, in a three-game series. It just happened.
Yeah. Actually, they in Milwaukee were the only losing teams. They just beat it. They were both 29 and 31.
That would have been,
yeah.
Oh, there were three. There was another 29 and 31 that didn't make it in.
That did make it in.
No, there were two, though. There weren't three, right?
There were two 29 and 31 teams. And it was the Astros and the Brewers.
So 15, so
15 or 16, the Astros would have been.
So what? So
and they already got the Dodgers in the first round.
So what? Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Do you? I think the Astros have a chance to beat anybody in a short series. The longer the series goes, where you get the problems. Anyone could have caught that Fromber fade. Do you want to catch that Fromber fade in game one? Coming in off the bench with a Cy Young. It's rare that Cy Young.
I'm pretty sure the Rays would say, yeah, better than the Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge fade. Yes, yes. Oh, and Garrett Cole.
Keep catching these curveballs that drop out of the zone and keep swinging and pounding the ball in the dirt. Go ahead. You'll get nothing also unlike it. Mm. Now, the longer it goes, the series. Like, I love two-game series. My favorites. Now, you throw a seven-game. You throw five out there. It's like, bullpen's probably going to have to be a factor here. You can't just have that. Like, I love when the broadcast said, well, Tim Kirkland said, well, the surprising thing here is that the bullpen was supposed to be a big problem for the Astros and a big advantage for the Twins, but it's turning out to be the opposite, as the Astros have a big advantage in the bullpen. Yeah, I mean, kind of. No. It's Fromber and Javier. It's two starters.
Yeah.
I mean, so, it's kind of bullpen.
A little bit. Let's get Sonny in here before we take a break. Hey, Sonny.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Hey, guys. Hey, I just wanted to call in. I heard Lance talking about the Andrew Luck comment that Arians had, and I was a big Luck fan with him coming out of Houston. It just breaks my heart that he just had bad, you know, GM, bad coaching, and even players around him. I mean, T.Y. was good, but Gregson just was so bad, and I think there was a whole lot more that we don't know about injuries and things that he had that he just kind of was so tough and just kind of kept quiet. I'd love to, you know, if we could at some point get him on the show or maybe on Off Script with Lance and just kind of hear more about it. But I just, with all these great quarterbacks, you know, and the great people around him, I just wish someone would, with sabermetrics and things these days, someone could actually rate kind of like, find a way to rate GMs, coaches, and talent around these quarterbacks and then kind of see, you know, how they fall. Because, I mean, the Colts were so bad and Luck was so good. And I think Houston should celebrate him more for how good he was. And, man, I'm really hoping that he comes back as a coach or player at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the
would
first thing
to see Andrew Luck play
the
again.
First thing Ballard did was he went in there the first year and then he told me quietly, not about the same time as he told the media, he just said, we're not playing them this year. We're not playing them. Remember, his first year in, they didn't play Andrew Luck.
Mm-hmm.
He said he got, there's no reason, this guy is special. There is no reason to try to have him come back before he's at 100%. We just can't do it. He said, you know, the last regime let him get killed. And so Ballard took an L the first year. And all, what did he do? He drafted, like, his first two drafts were Quentin Nelson. He drafted a right tackle, a left guard. He already had a center there. He had a left tackle. He brought in Mark Lewinsky, who was a cast off from the Titans, one of Dana's guys at West Virginia, who I kind of liked. And Mark Lewinsky's turned into a good, you know, he tried to build things around Marlon Mack running game. He tried to build it around Andrew Luck. And I think he did. And then Andrew Luck just, you know, for whatever, I guess there was just a recurring injury issue that Luck was having and it frustrated him. I just get the strength. Unless, now Luck may not love football. Let's just be real about it. For Luck to shut it down for 2 years in a row, maybe he just doesn't love football anymore. That happens too. Guys get burned out. He's played since he was in, you know, youth leagues and all that stuff, I assume. Maybe he doesn't love football anymore. He didn't have to. I mean, he's made good money. He doesn't come from poverty. Maybe he just says, look, I got money. I'm fine. I want to live my life. Football doesn't define me. I don't want to play football. if that's the case, he won't come back. But if he loves football, I just think there's a chance that Andrew, and I don't think Ballard thinks he's coming back. So I'm just telling you, this is my opinion. But if he loves football and he's had 2 years off and starts to get the itch again, I could see Andrew Luck being in the NFL again.
Yeah. No, and what would, are you kidding? Your boy would be like, what? Yes.
What did he come in? 12?
A quarterback.
He came in 12? Right? Was it after Cam or was it before? No, Cam was 11. I think Luck in the Luck and RG3 draft, I think, was 2012. Right? Didn't they come the year after?
You better rephrase that. You might as well start calling it the Tannehill draft.
Oh, yeah, the Tannehill draft.
That was the Tannehill draft?
Well, I just saw RG3 on the broadcast the other night against Kansas City.
Who's the only one starting?
Well, he was welcoming. Oh.
That is true.
Tannehill. Out of the top three quarterbacks in that draft, Tannehill.
Well, actually, it's the Russell Wilson draft.
Yeah.
Third-round Russell Wilson draft? Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. 713-780-3776, the number. If you'd like to hang with us, you're more than welcome to do that. I want to talk right now about Lance Loken and buying and selling homes. And he told me, he said, you know, this is a great, great time to sell your home because there are so many people out there, for whatever reason, that are looking to buy homes right now. And it is a seller's market. You got the Hodge family. And they had 26 showings and 7 offers in 3 days. These are real numbers. In 3 days, 26 showings. People, that is ridiculous. Plus, they got $5,000 over list price. Listen, when you list your home, you're going to list it for more and then you expect to get, and then you lower it as you go along. They got $5,000 more. Whenever you get over list, that is something special. And it's just person after person after person that is finding this with the Loken Group because they have more buyers. And, oh, by the way, he'll make an immediate cash offer. If you don't want to go through all of it, I don't want to, oh, goodness gracious, I don't feel like showing it. I don't want to get it ready. I don't want to do immediate cash offer. And, by the way, he promises he'll buy it. If he can't sell it, he'll buy it off of you. So Lance Loken just does it all. He's just the best damn realtor in the country. The other realtors average 56 days on the market. It's just 30 days for Lance Loken and his group. 281-861-4624. They're just the damn best, and you got to take advantage of it. TheLokenGroup.com, L-O-K-E-N, TheLokenGroup.com, 281-861-4624. Tell them you heard it right here.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save